Hello, welcome to the Way of Wisdom. This is Jean Sander. The past 7 weeks or so, we have done a series of studies which have caused us to look closely at ourselves. We did this because in Deuteronomy, we are instructed to use righteous judgment. Righteous judgment teaches us that whatever we see in another person, the good, the bad, the ugly, is also rooted within us. If we recognize the bad and the ugly, then we want to pray and take steps to remove those and refill those spaces with God's light and love. If we recognize the good, joy, peace, understanding, etc., then we desire to strengthen those with the application of God's holy word. This week, we will be beginning a new series. This teaches us about Holy Spirit. In today's episode, we are going to look at the person of Holy Spirit. That's right. He is a person, and we are going to discover that in today's message. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it is written, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." There is one God manifested in three persons, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. This part of the Bible can be confusing to some people, and I don't want you to become stuck on the Trinity. Keep in mind that you are created in God's image. He is a triune God, and you also are triune. You have body, mind, and soul. In Hebrew, the singular word for God is El, E-L. The dual tense is Elah. And to indicate three or more, the word Elohim is used. Elohim is the word translated God in Genesis 1:1, which states, "In the beginning, God," or "in the beginning, Elohim, created the heaven and the earth." The Holy Spirit is thought by some to be an essence or power of God rather than a separate person, because Ruach, the Hebrew word for spirit, also means breath. And Pneuma, the Greek word for spirit, also means wind or air. We as Christians know He is a person. How can we know He is a person? We know this from His word. It is written, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11, "But all these worketh at one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." Romans chapter 8, verse 27 states, "And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Romans chapter 15, verse 30, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that yet strive together with me in your prayers to God for me." John chapter 15, verse 26, "But when the Comforter is come, who I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." John chapter 16, verse 13, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. John chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that he shall take of mine, and shall show it unto you. And John chapter 14, verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You see, the Holy Spirit searches and has knowledge. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11 teaches. The Holy Spirit distributes gifts as he wills. And we learned that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 8:27 shows us that he has a mind. Romans 15:30 shows us that he loves us. John 15, verse 26 and 16, verse 13 tells us that he testifies of Jesus and exalts the Father and Son over himself. Then we see that personal pronouns are used when referring to Holy Spirit, as in John chapter 14, verses 16 through 17, and John chapter 16, verses 7 through 15. The Comforter is what he's called in John 14:16. Is Parakletos, which means one who comes alongside of to help. Holy Spirit is always with us, ready to help when we ask him to. Personal acts are ascribed to the Holy Spirit. In Acts 13, verse 2, we see that Holy Spirit speaks. In Romans 8:26, he intercedes for us. In 1 John chapter 2, verses 20 through 27, and John chapter 14, verse 26, he teaches us. Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 7, Holy Spirit guides Paul, sometimes forbidding things. And in Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, the Spirit strives with man. Holy Spirit can receive treatment as a person. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30 tells us that he can be grieved by us. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 29 teaches us that we can insult him. Acts chapter 5, verse 3 tells us he can be lied to. And Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 through 32 teaches that he can be blasphemed. The Holy Spirit is identified with the Father and the Son as a person. In Matthew 28:19, he is named with the Father and Son in baptism. 2 Corinthians 13:14, he is named with the Father and Son in benediction. In Acts chapter 15, verse 28, he is identified with the believers as a person. Jesus recognized Holy Spirit as a mentor. In John chapter 14, verse 26, it is written, he shall teach you all things. He can enter your life like water, refreshing you. As we learn in Isaiah chapter 44, verses 3 through 4. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry. I will pour my Spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. He can enter your life like fire, purifying you. as we see in Acts chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. These two descriptions of him remind me of God going before Israel in the Exodus, a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Simply put, he is a person. This is a fact we need to embrace, and as we do embrace this truth, our experience will change dramatically, instantly, and satisfy every part of our heart and life. That's the way Dr. Mike Murdock teaches it, and I can't agree with him anymore. So I ask you now to pray with me, repeat after me, this prayer, as we invite the person of Holy Spirit to lead us. Father, teach me to walk and live with my mentor, my companion, Holy Spirit. You are not a fire, wind, or rain. You are the Holy One who created me. You deserve my honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today for the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders. I pray this message today has brought life to you. May God's favor rest upon you this week, and may you join me again next week for the second part of our series. Until next week, this is Regina Sanders saying God bless you.